You know, Mr. Speaker, reluctantly and very briefly, we Democrats are normally very, very, very sensitive to regressive taxes, especially when Republicans are introducing them, if you take my meaning. This is an egregiously regressive tax, no doubt about it. It's difficult to raise taxes. I voted for plenty of taxes on this floor, and I voted for taxes when Governor Ehrlich was here, a $1 billion tax proposal that died on arrival. So I'm certainly no stranger to, as many of you are, to voting for higher taxes. But I don't think that it should be portrayed as an act of political courage when we, in fact, stick it to the most vulnerable citizens in the state with a vengeance. Now, you can get up and you can dance around that issue all you want. You can say it's only the Republicans who say that. You know, facts are stubborn things. Facts are stubborn things. Our senior citizens, our single mothers, and there are lots of them in all jurisdictions, our disabled living on fixed incomes, and our neighbors who are just now climbing out of the recession. If this bill made any provision to mitigate the effects on our most vulnerable citizens, a serious attempt, I'd vote for it. But it doesn't. If this bill made any serious attempt to ensure that the monies that people pay and are told are going to the Transportation Trust Fund would remain in the Transportation Trust Fund, I'd vote for it, but it doesn't. Let me close with just three emails out of 150 that I've received from liberal Democrats who voted in the 2010 Democratic primary in my district. Delegate Simmons, please do not approve a gas tax. As a senior on a fixed income, what else do I have to give up in order to be able to go to my doctor, do grocery shopping, attend synagogue, go to exercise classes, meet friends for lunch, or whatever I need to do in my life? It's not fair. When will our state government concern itself with the needs of the senior population? Next one. My wife and I, being retired in our mid-70s, meeting our expenses by using our savings to supplement the pension we get, and having our expenses rise because of increased costs on everything needed to live in this county, which includes rising and new taxes, please, please do not favor the passage of this increase, huge increase over 3 years, especially since there is no lockbox provision provided to prevent the use of tax monies for other projects other than it was intended for. What makes them think that would happen? And finally, please vote no for any increase on the gasoline tax until every penny collected from the gasoline tax, the current one, is used for transportation. A gasoline tax hurts the youngest and the poorest citizens who work in Montgomery County, but have to travel the greatest distances to work because they cannot afford to live in Montgomery County. Additionally, gasoline taxes trickle down to higher prices in the grocery stores because delivery trucks must absorb the costs, and so on and so forth. If we had a better bill and one which truly addressed the vulnerable who are going to be exploited under this unintentionally, then I'd support it. But I can't support it as a liberal Democrat. And I regret that I'm apparently one of the very few liberal Democrats to get up and speak against this bill. It says something for what's happened to liberalism. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker.